It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN with your host, Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 855-787-1033.
What day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Kayla, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Champ, 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 champ. What day is it, champ? Hey,
It's the anniversary of Inside Sports Medicine, episode number one.
I always forget that's Dirk.
Yeah, it is Dirk.
That was a great commercial.
It was the third Saturday of September. 2001, it was right after September 11th, and this new station came to Dallas, Texas, called ESPN. They came to my office, or a sales girl came to my office a month prior, and she said, would you like to advertise on this new station? I said, you know, doctors don't really advertise, but I do have an idea for a talk show about sports medicine. And, of course, she was not interested because she was interested in selling airtime. But a couple of weeks later, I got a call from the station manager saying, hey, can we meet? I said, sure. He said, I like your idea about a sports medicine talk show. You want to try it? I said, I don't have any radio experience, but sure, we'll try it. And that was the beginning of Inside Sports Medicine 18 years ago to the day.
I think that was very visionary of you.
Well, so it's funny how the show evolved. Nowadays, I look back on it and say, wow, what a great branding opportunity. But back then, it never even occurred to me. It was simply an educational vehicle. I was tired of hearing sports reporters say he had a bruised cartilage or the surgery was a success without really knowing what they were. I was tired of that. So what I wanted to do was basically interpret sports injuries. And in fact, episode number one was a fracture is the same as a break. In our world, a fracture doesn't mean it's a lesser break. It is a break. We talked about a difference between a sprain and a strain. I mean, it was episode number one was all essentially definitions. Now, mind you, the third week of September 2001, it was a 30-minute show. So we did not, 30 minutes by the time you take out SportsCenter and ads is literally 20 minutes. And it was very difficult for me because when you try to get on a concept, by the time you're done defining the concept, the show is over.
Yeah.
So it wasn't long before the 30 minutes became an hour, and it wasn't long before the hour became two. And over the last 18 years, we went from 6:30 in the morning to 7. We went from 7 to 8. We went from 8 to 10. We went to Sundays, which was a disaster. And now we're back 7 to 9 on Saturdays, as you guys know. But 715 episodes later, here we are.
Yeah, and I think, don't you think this time slot is kind of the sweet spot? I mean, a lot of people that I talk to during the week, they're up early on Saturdays. They're in their car going somewhere, and so I think it really helps.
My personal opinion, and much of it is selfish because it's hard for me to get up at 5 in the morning on a Saturday. I think the 8 to 10 slot was our best. Me personally, because I was, you know. I'm mobilized by 8 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, the younger generation's still asleep on Saturday morning. So we don't get the younger demographic until they wake up about now, which I suspect that James and Trey, who are on the phone right now, are probably the younger demographic. I don't know, but I'm going to say that
that
they
was
are.
That you kind of stepped out there, because now we're going to have to verify.
Well, when we take these calls, I'm going to ask them, how old are you?
No, I think that's great. Let's see how your predictive analytics works here.
But we're not ready yet because we're going to talk about Breeze. Do you want to do the phone calls and then do Breeze?
Yeah, take the call.
Let's do respect.
That was not a question, by the way.
You can take the call.
That was a directive from the director.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes questions aren't questions?
You guys.
That was not a question. That was, we're going to take the calls first.
James, good morning. How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're okay. The young demographic. All right. So what you got for us?
So my daughter is 9 years old, has played soccer since she was four. She plays select, so she plays all the time, and her knee's been bothering her. My wife took her to a orthopedic yesterday. They said that she has a minor tear in her patella tendon, and we got a brace on it. She's not to be in gym or playing soccer. She's saying 4 weeks of no activity.
How old is she?
And we go back
nine.
In.
Nine.
She's nine.
Okay. Did they do an MRI?
10 in January. Yes.
They did an MRI.
They did a few scans. My wife said I wasn't there.
Wait, so hold on. You showed up Friday for an appointment, got an MRI on Friday, and already had the result?
They were, I don't know if they did an MRI. They were scanned.
X-rays.
I wasn't there. Yeah. I'm secondhand.
All right.
But they're saying that if it doesn't respond well in 4 weeks, they may want to have surgery.
No. Flag on the play. Flag on the play.
Did you get an ultrasound done?
No.
Well, you didn't know.
Because I ultrasound a lot. Either way, 9-year-old, first-time knee pain, in the front of the knee, nothing here sounds normal.
So, James. Common things occur commonly, and I'm going to give you tremendous credit for calling us and just asking. And there's a million disclaimers, radio show, but it's so funny. Thursday in clinic, we saw our 54,000th patient. 54,000 people. So we've seen a lot of people. And I have never seen a 9-year-old with a tear of the patellar tendon. Never, ever. In my entire career.
Take the diagnosis away by itself.
Yep.
Injury, we're going to treat it conservatively, come back in 4 weeks.
Yep.
If not better, we're going to do surgery.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm blown away by that.
Me too. Based on what you just said, even though it's secondhand, anyone that even contemplates surgery in a 9-year-old, you need to go to get another opinion.
That's kind of what I felt. I mean, the text message my wife sent me is, she has a minor tear in her patella tendon.
Impossible. She's got tendonitis.
Yeah.
Tendonitis is what happens all the time. It happens
This is the telephone game gone way wrong. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you. The doc said something. Your wife heard something. She interpreted something. You got this in a text message.
Nobody says surgery and misinterprets that. Nobody.
I know.
No, that's absolutely what they told.
Yeah. If that's what they told you.
I can't believe that.
Go somewhere else.
Something's not jiving.
Okay. There are general orthopedists, there are sports specialists, and there are also pediatric orthopedists. So, yes.
Like Soriel says, email us. We'll give you great second opinions for this.
And I'll tell you where to go and who to see. I'll see her.
Yeah, please send me your email. I'll see if my wife can send you all the scans.
Yeah. But just go to Google Texas Sports Medicine and give us a call on Monday. This is
99.9% overuse, inflammation. Rest back to normal.
I've never seen it. I've never seen a partial
tear. There's no way they got an MRI Friday.
This is an itis. This is an itis that will get better.
Thanks, James. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, 9 years old, playing soccer year round. Everything.
If she's not, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
If she's not better in 4 weeks, we're going to do surgery. What are you going to do?
They're going to repair a partial tear of her patella tendon that doesn't exist
in a 9-year old.
That doesn't exist
in a 9-year old. This is where
the patient would have got better regardless, surgery or no surgery. But you did a surgery and they got better. But if you would have just not done a surgery and made him do rehab or shut him down,
my goodness,
unbelievable.
This doesn't sound right.
Unbelievable.
The patients, not revenue sources.
I'm glad he called. All right, Trey, how old are you?
34.
You're two for two.
Trey. Look, it's a celebration show. It's like the 18th anniversary or whatever. I picked Post Malone Congratulations as a song, and both of them have no idea. Can you help me out? You absolutely know who Post Malone is.
I know he's from DeSoto.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Dallas guy.
All right, what's your question?
A couple years ago, I fell down off a zip line.
Ooh.
And the doctor said there was nothing wrong. I went to a chiropractor later on. He said I had two compression fractures, one in my T2 and my L12. And I was just wondering, because this has been like probably 7 years ago, but it still hurts a lot. I was wondering if there was anything I could do that might minimize the pain, or if I need to like see a surgical specialist or exactly what would be the best route.
It's not likely surgical. Even if you had a compression fracture, it would be healed by now. So it's something else causing your pain. So, yeah, you need to be seen, get an opinion. It's 99% will be non-surgical treatment. Yeah. So
Trey, you need a fresh workup.
Yeah.
So X-rays to see what it looks like. MRI probably to see what the disc looks like. But, yeah. I mean, how many feet down did you fall?
Probably 20 or 30 feet.
Oh wow. My goodness!
Well, that'll cause a compression fracture, depending on where you land on your body.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's lucky you're here to talk to us. Yeah, you need a fresh workup and figure out where the pain's coming from.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Post Malone.
Uh oh.
Yeah, Post Malone.
Post Malone.
You are the only two in this studio. We're talking to a Dallas audience here. You're the only two that are looking at me crooked-eyed about who Post Malone is.
Okay,
well maybe we'll play that.
Would I like it?
I would love to have Post Malone on the show one day. See if he's got any sports injuries or music injuries, you know? Any stage falls, any...
Wrist, finger,
whatever.
Is he a guitarist?
Yeah. Post Malone, man. Todd, is there any way we could have that Post Malone on the show? Is that a possibility?
Yes, less than 34 seconds.
No, not his music. Him.
I don't even know who that is.
Never mind.
Okay. So quick little break, and then we come back with the Breeze thing, the Drew Breeze thing. 855-787-1033 if you've got any more questions for us. 21,000 is the text machine number. 21000. Start off with the four letters ESPN. After the Drew Breeze thing, we got some college football to talk about. Lots going on today. Quick little break and coming right back.